listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, Lucy Hill, and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Monday, and Ilona Europa in the studio. Today will be very unusual day for me. Like everybody knows from our previous shows, I have my guest or my co-host Jonathan Todd with me mostly, because from last, I think, 6 or 7 weeks, I mostly didn't have him here around. My husband, we cannot hide this, Jonathan Todd is my husband, he's just traveling too much, and today I was thinking, because he is just driving with me to Arizona right after show to headquarters of Child Help, and we'll be having 2 days up there and meetings. But because he's there with me, I said, you know what? Now you will be entertaining people and I will be interviewing you, and we'll see what's happened on Monday. And he said, what did you say?
I said, I don't know if I'll be entertaining people, but I know you'll be interviewing me.
And what is even the worst, my poor husband didn't eat anything all day because I barely got him out of house and
rotten
office.
Life.
And yes, and just on the way back, he made me wait, being very nervous. My guest appears, and what he did, he came back with donuts. He came back with vitamin water zero, which for whatever reason he loves so much. And then Subways. And I don't know. If everybody's hungry, then think about Subway and whatever he's eating. What are you eating?
If you happen to be in bumper-to-bumper traffic right now, hold on, let me finish this. That's so good. If you happen to be in bumper-to-bumper traffic right now, what you're hearing is me actually chewing the Subway footlong on white bread, not wheat, spicy Italian sandwich. Unbelievably good.
And what does this say to our people? That you are not so healthy, man, and a little bit overweight. And you know what? I don't know how wife can ever talk to husband and saying, you know, honey, you know, maybe you want like a little bit stop eating or just, you know, take care of yourself. And he has like answer always, I don't know.
You don't know how to do that? Looks to me like you're doing a really good job.
I'm doing a very bad job by feeding him, or Subway is feeding him too much and too often. But anyway, today we have a, like I said, very unusual show, because I would like everybody to know a little bit what is my life like with this gentleman that I'm sharing life and business with and child with and a lot of very unusual businesses.
And also some stuff about me.
That's always what is funny, that even the hour is supposed to be about Jonathan, but probably eventually will be all about Ilona Europa, because he knows this. That's how our life goes, you know. Seems like it's about him. But anyway, let's make him believe that this hour is about Jonathan. Jonathan, when you stop eating, because if not, I will start pushing some buttons for some good music that Ilona Europa sings, and not only, then we'll let you finish your Subway, because we are almost done, and onions just drives me crazy. Smell of onions is like, oh, in this great studio place, which people hate us after when they come back and smell, you know, or they'll be so hungry and wanting to go again to Subway for this unusual sandwich that every time you are eating, always the same. My husband, when he orders always the same. Drives me crazy. When you go any restaurant that he goes, you have this great menu, you know, you read, and then you know he will just order in Italian restaurant in like a Olive Garden. What you are ordering?
I don't go to Olive Garden.
You are going to Olive Garden all the time. What you are ordering?
I own fine Italian restaurants. I don't go to Olive Garden.
When you order Italian...
If I had to go to Olive Garden, if I did, which is maybe my favorite restaurant on the planet, I would get the Tour of Italy, which is three things.
I'm falling asleep already. You are so slow.
Well, I'm savoring it. Three things, all on the same plate. Lasagna. They give you chicken chicken parmesan, and then they give you an Alfredo linguine, which I substitute a spaghetti and meat sauce with.
In funky way, maybe people will say, hi, while we are talking about food, I know you're hungry, you are almost done with your sandwich, but on the other hand, last few, maybe 1 year of our life was really surrounded by amazing chefs, and especially one that we love the most. This is Scott Lippfried from Hell's Kitchen, and Scott happens that I am his agent on the Vax USA site. Jonathan is his manager, and for like last few months, Jonathan is working with Scott on a menu for what restaurant you're opening, honey?
Fleetwood's on Front Street on the beach in Maui, Hawaii.
Wow. Okay. Look at his things like he's humbled, but honestly, my husband is not so humbled, but I think when he will swallow the last part of the sandwich and he's done with this, trust me, I just hate what he's doing. But you know, another way, he doesn't care what people think about him. Mostly he just does anything what he wants anyway. And I got used to after 23 years of marriage with this man that he will do anyway what he wants. But anyway,
I hope you're happy, folks, hearing all about me.
But anyway, when coming back to Scott, yeah, you mentioned that you are opening a restaurant in Maui, okay? And maybe, can I put you in like a little bit like drawers? Because you have many drawers that I can put you in. And everyone, when I wake up in the morning and we think always, what in what drawer?
I told you I'd come here.
Jonathan,
I didn't say I was
going
to discuss my drawers with you.
But you need to. Okay. Then today, let's open the first door, because the most important right now situation and a practically client and project in front of you is just opening.
No, every client of mine is the most important client.
But for today, the most important client was...
All of them.
Gosh, you're so political. Politically correct.
That's me, Mr. Politics.
Trust me, people, he's not. But anyway, yes, your restaurant is in Maui, yes?
And it is indeed.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the restaurant is the home of Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac, the iconic piece of fabric of our lives from those of us who grew up in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and then 90s and 2000s and 2010s now, the children and the grandchildren. Fleetwood Mac is maybe, I don't know, maybe from Americana standpoint, the most original, I think, rock and roll band, somehow managed to bring together sensibilities and tension and discussion. An unusual lyric in a folk slash rock slash blues manner, and maintain integrity. Maybe the last band standing that just doesn't have a sponsor at a concert filled with 50,000 people because they don't want to sell out. And Mick Fleetwood, the drummer, namesake, founder, and the only man who has, or woman for that matter, who has been with the band for every event. John McVie, hence the name Fleetwood McVie. Was not part of the first show because Mick wanted him in the band, and John said he wasn't ready to switch from his other gig. And so they did the show, and they called it Fleetwood Mac, and Mick said he'll come around, and he did eventually. And then there was, of course, the Jeremy Green and Jeremy Spencer. Boy, I've lost it.
Too much food, honey.
It was a great sandwich.
I was thinking
Spencer Green, the good old blues era.
Yeah, that was
and,
good.
And
yeah.
That was an all-man band before
I know you,
what
you are
rumors.
I hope. You see, that's what is my role in marriage. Sometimes when my husband is losing, I need to bring him back to the...
Yeah, what do you want to know about?
What do I want to know? We're talking about opening a restaurant here.
Great idea.
In Maui.
Let's do it.
This is a very good idea, and restaurant is amazing. It's almost 10,000 squares, yes.
It's over 10,000 squares.
Yes.
That would be square feet.
Has two levels, and it's just facing the ocean.
Three
and
levels.
It's on a front street, and I think what you were starting to tell us, that Mick Fleetwood also will be having a chance to perform there. He has two bands, one blues band, another band is pretty Hawaiian sounding and looking, then anybody who wants to and who will be in Maui in probably summer, they will be having chance to knock to doors or just see progress in a restaurant. But I think we all hope, everybody hopes, and Jonathan, of course, too, that restaurant will be open in summer this year. Okay? And we were starting to talk this conversation about SCAD, because SCAD is creating the menu for restaurant, and this is just on a daily basis, you know, the conversation about food, and tasting, you know. And we know that Scott has a restaurant in Santa Barbara. It's called Arch Rock.
Arch Rock Fish.
And then, you know, we are just blessed by amazing, amazing food that this guy is creating. And, you know, having clients like that on my side, obvious, is a pleasure. And I love to cook, but, you know, and not that I'm learning, I'm happy to not cook. And when really Scott is cooking, it's just amazing. But yeah, then, okay, for the first, if
we'll be back with this segment all about me in just a few seconds.
Yeah, and then when we are moved from the SCAD and from restaurant topic, okay, honey, I know that after you finish the donut that you are just eating so nicely, the powder donut, and he got me the biggest donut with a cream, whipped cream inside, and he's staring at me, this donut, and you know what? I'm nice enough to not eat in time of our radio show.
God forbid they should see you on this radio show eating that donut.
No, that would be delicious. I'm sure there will be very good commercial for the donut. Okay, it's all about me.com.
But we knew that from the beginning.
Okay, honey. Then, okay. I would like to say that my husband, I think, and I mentioned on the Facebook.
Are we done with the cooking drawer?
I think so. Your cooking drawer and your restaurant drawer, I tried to open and close, but you just went through them very fast. But yeah, Jonathan is a very unusual human being. Outside of being, I think, very good husband and father, he's just, I think, genius. I don't like to admit that, but I need to. He's my guest, and I'm trying to, you know, treat him like he is a stranger coming here that I know a lot about. Okay? Yeah, he's a marketing guru. His marketing ways of perceiving world is very, very creating. When he has another client or another project, he never really goes in the normal, real way that everybody would say, oh, what is this? How to sell? No, he just wakes up and he takes, you know, the another project, another client from so unusual angle that I call him, and I think this is right now the even name for this type of marketing, is just creative marketing and branding. And, you know, he always just surprises me, and I'm very proud of his vision and his way of creating vision for another client, if this is a project or idea. He's falling asleep, or I don't know what's going on. Okay, honey.
We'll be back to this show all about me in a few seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, then maybe a little bit of music, okay? Then, okay, the song that I want to play right now is song Sorry, and maybe I'm sorry that I married you. Let's see.
I love it. All right, here's Sorry by Alona Europa.
Sweet tears are falling down my face. One lonely night makes me so sad. I always thought I'd never fall in love. So easy and so strong, so fine. My memories of you are mine and only mine. I let you my heart without a warning from your side. I lost myself in love at night. I didn't know I was blind. Without a warning from your side, I didn't see you wanted us. So now I know I'm aware. Sorry, I know I'm you free without my love. If I could only let you know, I didn't try to make you feel tied up. So easy and so strong, so fine. We had to be in love one time. How could I miss your billboard size? Goodbye. Without a warning from your side, I
last conversation or last word that I said, I'm sorry that maybe I married you. Because for whatever reason, you know, just you have nothing to say, you know, then I don't know. I think let's see if I will talk to you. Okay, Jonathan Tatt, who are you? What you will say?
That depends on in what context. That am I the father Jonathan or the...
Pick any. I'm falling asleep.
Again?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I love that song. You broke my heart. What made you write that song?
No, this is not supposed to be about me. This is supposed to be, who are you?
Oh, I am a native-born American male from the San Fernando Valley, the valley, like totally, in California. And I married a woman with an accent named Ilona Europa. And we had a child who just turned 18 and is going to University of Southern California next season. And I'm a marketing, branding, and licensing expert and consultant. I pretty much think that's...
Gosh, you are boring. I'm very boring, dude. Okay, future clients, I don't think so that anybody who will listen to Jonathan's description who you are will hire you. But okay, that's again your business card. Yay, welcome to my family. Okay, honey, then, okay, you're the manager of, you know, very important people. You make a lot of brands happen. Maybe you can tell us about anyone that in past few years you were working on. What brand did you discover or made or created? Because mostly when you create something, it's from zero, yes? Then maybe you tell us something.
Do you have one of these in mind that you would like to explore?
Yeah, the wine maybe.
McFleetwood again. McFleetwood Private Cellar Wine.
Huh. And maybe tell me, because you are not like a guy who we don't drink, really. We do not like too much... alcohol. The Polish vodka is okay for me. Jonathan, what do you like? I don't even know what you like to drink.
Revealing in and of itself, but I like the oaky, long, smooth finishes of heavy set red wines with medium tannins, that sour pucker thing that goes on, and big, bold, fruity noses. That's my wine thing.
Okay, fruity nose.
It's when you smell it, it smells like an orchard.
And practically something that I probably will hate. Because, yeah, I do not like red wines at all.
You don't like reds.
Yeah,
you don't like sour.
Yeah, I'm very allergic. I don't know how many people really are allergic to red wines. But for whatever reason, the sulfur.
You don't like the sulfur.
Sulfur, yeah, it's just a real problem for me. Anyway, yeah, it doesn't really matter who the wine is for or by whom. But in a question that when you decided to create a line of wines, you knew a little bit about how to make, create, and bring brand to success, and you did it, you know. And maybe do you remember the beginning from idea to really what we have right now? A lot of beautiful, very well, white is amazing. Oh my gosh,
the Riesling. White, you like
Riesling,
the Riesling
is just amazing. And I hope everybody who will be entering a restaurant in Maui will just try and mix wine. It's just amazing. Then, yeah, how did it start? How many years ago?
10 years ago. It was a 1998.
We know what is 10 years ago, honey.
No. Well, 10 years ago, we produced a 1998 cuvée. Okay. See, after an hour, you guys get to leave her.
Oh, boy, I'm so bored.
Oh, my God.
Again. Okay, honey. We are talking about wine. People, help me. Now, next time, I need to have, like, another two guests because I know my life is not so boring with this guy, trust me. Like, this conversation that we have right now. Anyway, 10 years ago, which means when he's 12, 2012, 10
years. The first wine was,
that was funny.
1998 cuvée in 2002.
Okay.
But in 2002, we used 1998.
Cab Franc and Cabernet Sauvignon blend grapes.
And why do we care?
You said start from the beginning.
Okay.
The one time in my life I follow what you're asking and you're stumped because you don't know how to handle it.
No, but I just don't care.
Oh, my God. He asked. We did what I said. What do I do?
What do I do with this?
I'm so lost.
Okay, then this was the first one, but then you created... You know, different.
One in 1999.
Which was how many years ago?
It was 9 years ago.
Gosh, you can count, okay. But it was white. How many wines right now you have?
19 varietals.
19. And some of them have beautiful medals on them, you know, because every time when I dust my furniture, I'm dusting the beautiful medals. That's what you call medals?
They're medals.
Awards.
They're medals.
Awards,
they're,
yes.
They're gold, silver, and bronze awards for fine craftsmanship.
It's just
of
amazing.
Great wines. But
yeah, I know. He's a little humbled. You know, nobody really puts him in this. He's always people.
Those are Mick wines. That's Mick's taste in selecting wineries, vineyards, vintners, and the winemakers and their groups. And he sits down for sometimes days and sits with little beakers. You can go to mickswine.com at www.mickswine.com. And you can see how Mick has gone about crafting wines. It's like making music. He sees verses and choruses and bridges, and he sees instruments as different flavors and notes and bouquets and finishes after you drink it and breathe out as part of the whole experience of a song, as if all these little things like drums and cymbals and bass guitar and keyboards and vocals all come together, and he tweaks each of those little things until it's just right for him. Has nothing to do with whether or not anybody likes it other than Mick Fleetwood.
Yeah.
And then when he's all done, we get awards and blind tests, so he's got something. But that's a great, you know, as a band leader, he doesn't play all the other instruments either, but he's able to put a band together and tell everybody what he wants in his vision and direct those people. And that's a gift. You either have that in a popular culture and the ability to transcend what other people think and bring the group together and have it appealing, or you don't. And he happens to have that with music. He happens to have that with art. He happens to have that with wine. I think people who have it. And so you just let Mick craft, and then the marketing part's pretty easy.
I told you people quietly, he can speak. Think he really can. Anyway, thank you, honey. That was really cute. I'm very proud of this project because I know this is like 12 years of your life and all people who helped, you know, this wine, great wine line to be just very, very good, awarded, and right now also will be sold in a Mick Fleetwood restaurant. Yes, you'll be having club that you will be.
Well, it's like signing. That's four levels. There's a basement, an entry level, gift shop, wine club, etc.
I think people can go to Facebook, yes, and they can check
facebook.com/Fleetwoods, FLEETWOODS.
On Front Street or only
just Fleetwoods?
Wow, that's cool. And yeah,
snagged that name, didn't we?
I know. It's really, I don't know. I know how hard he's working. I know how many people really work every second of our life days for the last few years, you know, on this amazing big project. And we are very, very happy about that. Okay, honey, but you were selling also, telling us also.
Freudian slip there. You were selling.
You were selling. Yeah, he's a really good salesman. That's another story. You know, I thought that I will learn something from him. On the other hand, after a few years, I found out that I'm a very good salesman also, and I'm just
liking. I knew you were a good salesman when I met you.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy to just have people and introduce them to something new and just describe why they're supposed to purchase and make them happy when they purchase, okay? And another wonderful client of ours, which is very close to my heart, is a shoe company. Can you tell us about shoe company, very unusual shoe company?
Rockwell Tharp.
What is so unusual about this company, honey? I think the design, first and foremost, all ladies will go crazy, and we can go also send them to website, yes? And can you spell, honey? Because my spelling probably...
www.rockwelltharp.com. RockwellTharp. Rockwell is Cameron Rockwell, the man, and Tharp is Christy Tharp, the... All backwards, Cameron Tharp and Christy Rockwell. and Peter Green. Jeremy Spencer. Peter Spencer and Jeremy Green.
I think that's, you need a sleep outside.
Sleep would be great. I believe that once a month you should get a night.
Yeah, that's what we do. Mostly we don't sleep until 4 in the morning, then wake up around 9, then we are like, you know.
Why did we wake up at 9 this morning?
Why? Because you forgot to take garbage. You thought I was saying something else? And we heard this big truck with garbage. What did I say?
What did you say?
Just wake up and catch the garbage people to just allow our garbage to go with them.
And did I come back to bed after taking the garbage out?
God, thank you, no.
And how long did you stay in bed?
Till 11.
And how long did I work?
I don't know what you were doing. I was upstairs. Okay. Good thing maybe you were sleeping.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, outside of it, I think we need to tell that we have this gorgeous child of ours who is right now 18.
I'm not done with Rockwell Tharp. I also wanted to put a shout out to Jerry Jones. I'm suspecting that that Leather Boots is actually out there listening. So
hi, Jerry.
If you're out there listening, Leather Boots, you can give us a call at 323-203-0815. The number for the studio, again, 323-203-0815. Wait a minute, that's a pizza shop. Hold on.
Oh, that's so funny.
it might be our number, it might be the pizza shop. Hard for me to tell. If it's our number, we'll pick it up. If it's the pizza shop, ask for mushroom and pepperoni.
Yeah, I've got margarita. That's what I like the most. Anyway, yes, we could. Shoes are amazing. They're made in from the Italian leather. They have amazing colors, design. No shoe is identical, which means pair, because shoe has two shoes, but mostly, you know, they are the same. But anyway, the shoes are amazing. Light, fluffy boots, low boots, and high heels, and short boots. Just so, so good. And right now they're entering really boutiques all around America. And it's very exciting for us also. And outside of marketing for many, many clients, he also is part of my life when I create music. And we, for many, many years, created a lot of songs, a lot of albums together. And we also created a lot of programs for Sony Pictures. Honey, could you explain, you know, maybe our role with building loop libraries and also the bigger compilations of loop library?
Sure. We started with the loop libraries, which were for Sony, and it worked with the Acid Planet-based digital audio workstations, which are those things that you see when you look at TV and somebody's mixing a movie or a sound, and you see little lines that look like wavy lines over a TV screen or a computer monitor. And people put together sounds utilizing pre-recorded sounds, and they change the pitch, and they change the timing, and they change the tone. And by having a base of perfect sounds, you can create almost anything else, sort of like the theory of paint being composed of primary three colors, and mixing and matching makes everything unique. So in the past, prior to Ilona's work with Sony, we had created in that field only drum, bass, guitar, and rhythm libraries, and there had never been a vocal library because people couldn't figure out how to change pitch and tone on vocals and still have it have integrity. Biggest problem is when you hit a guitar string and you play it, if it's in tune, it plays and it generates resonant harmonics above and below the frequency of the guitar string and the note, but it's pure, and then it decays. And on a vocal, if you try and have a person hold a vocal for 10 seconds, they warble. It can't hold a note. And if you try to just sing a particular note and just hold it, unless you're pretty well trained, you can't get that done. And the people who are well trained that think they can do it, or it's about 80% and 20% can. Ilona has near perfect pitch, and she has a very large scale. She's got 36 notes on the piano. So we took her and recorded long and short, wet and dry, with and without reverb. Oohs and ahs, and that's all she sang. So she'd sing every piano note for 36 notes, ooh and ah, and the end result of that is a scale that is mappable, that sounds like a backup group, and you can play a bunch of notes together and make a chord, or you can map them to a piano and actually play chords if you're a pianist, that are backing vocals. So that became our babe in the box, and it's still in the top 10 10 units sold in thousands.
Also, we were working on children's library. That was really fun because I had like 15 of my students or talents that I was coaching or I am coaching till now. And we brought them to studio and we just created this amazing loop library for any composers who want to have child sound or child voices in their music. And the youngest girl was 6 years old and she was delivering so good lines and so good, you know, melodies that in a funky way, eventually we just got asked to not sing so well because my girls, my 15 perfect, you know, sounding students, they were almost too good for you know, sometimes children way of singing that is not so perfect.
That was actually a funny day.
That was really funny.
Having producers sit there going, no, it's too
it's
good.
Pretty,
make
no.
it sound like kids. We had a bunch of little kids that didn't sound like kids.
Yeah, and then we needed to make them really a little bit sounding more real, like they never had lessons, a singing lesson. Then we created this good cinema score, yes? Maybe you say
CineScore.
CineScore, yes. And this was also very unusual because we brought together many, many artists all around the world and we created some sounds that they can be used for any composer or movie maker who wants to just put music behind and create a mood, you know, under the pictures that they create. Yes, but we can find this on a Sony picture.
Sony
website.
Digital Pictures.
You are my web guy. Okay.
Sony Digital Pictures. Yeah, just look up CineScore, CineScore, and you can see it was basically what they call a prosumer, half professional, half consumer, and designed for advanced users and professionals to be able to take a film of any length, a minute, 2 minutes, a feature film, and mark in and out events based on excitement. We're exciting here, we're more passive here, and then decide the type of music, a genre, a style, and then have the computer compose that music on the fly. In order to do that, you need the sample sounds in multiple notes, and you need to be able to have them in lots of different originating styles. So the same melody might be in Dixie, might be in a waltz, might be in 4/4 time, might be in ragtime, might be in classical, might be in pop, might be in dance, and it's all the same thing, but it's executed a different way, then broken up into little pieces, and those pieces can be fit together to make infinite numbers of different songs.
Yeah, that's
and
the,
time lengths.
Doesn't need to be even used for professionals. It can be for hobbies, you know, people who just like to be in home and they just, you know, like to put their own memories together from the films that they before, you know, played, and now they can put music back under and just create their own score. It's just very, very cool, very cool product. Anyway, but one of our the biggest product is Natasha. Natasha Miratat, she's a...
All my pleasure.
Yeah, mine also. 18 years old daughter who just got accepted to USC. And obvious, you know, with two crazy
Go
parents.
Trojans.
Yeah, two crazy parents like us. And so music is, from the moment when we wake up till, you know, sometimes we don't even know when we sleep, still music is in our heads. Honestly, I don't lie. I had a dream that I met Madonna tonight. In my head, Madonna was all night with me and she was on a stage and we were all singing some songs. Then she was in the kitchen and I tried to give her something to eat and she didn't want to eat anything what I had in home. And I was so ashamed because I know she looks so beautiful. That was the craziest things I wanted to tell you when you woke me up. But I felt like, oh, you will say I'm
actually
crazy.
I didn't wake you up. You woke me up and said the garbage needs to go.
But it was later
out.
At 11 when you came back and I really had a dream about Madonna. But okay, but our project is Natasha Miratat and she sings and I think she sings very well. And I will be having through the summer a lot of time to talk to wonderful young singers that I have pleasure to coach or known. And I would love everybody to get introduced to their music. But right now we have Natasha Miratat with her song that she wrote and is called I'll Do It Myself. Sounds something like Mama. Okay? I'll Do It Myself.
You got it.
Okay, you'll change, okay, I'm not wrong. That wish never things left unsaid. Want them out of my head. I close my eyes but still see. You'll always be a part of me. I'm telling myself.
What a beautiful song.
What a beautiful song.
And I know we are parents, but we went through heartbreak. This was a child, the time that my baby had a big heartbreak, you know, first heartache and heartbreak, and she was in love, she lost her love, and she just tried to find herself, and took her almost 6 months, you know, then, and but she started writing, and I really believe that most of art comes from the pain, you know, the happy moments, they're so short, sometimes very hard to capture them. Pain is much longer with us, you know. And I remember very similar song that I wrote and I called Heartache. This was right after 911. And I was thinking about all my friends, all wives who lost it, their husbands, and they needed to turn to somebody who will just, you know, take their hands and just say everything will be okay. And I just wrote a song that I said I called Heartache, and this version is just very, very beautiful because it was arranged by Serbian-Croatian gentleman Dubravko, and I still love the song. Just really painful. I would love to share the song with all of us.
Thank you.
still this day, when I listen to the song, my heart really aches. You know, the life is beautiful, but when we are losing somebody, you know, I lost my sister, I lost my daddy already. I lost so many wonderful friends, you know, just every few months, somebody else is just not anymore here with us. And then you look around and you turn on TV and you see soldiers losing their lives. You see mothers, you know, crying. You see still 911 being in our hearts, you know, so closely. And the songs like that, you know, I just want to dedicate this song to everybody who feels very, very hurt. And I hope everybody has friend next to them that they can just make this pain to be a little bit easier.
And a little love to Dubravko.
That Dubravko, yes, he's still, you know, I never met this gentleman. You know, that's what is amazing about Axenon.
The most intimate level of creation is a non-verbal musical creation between multiple people. And he's in Serbia, Croatia. And you're in Hollywood.
Yeah, and this
and
his
it's all email.
Yeah, his country went through very, very hellish time, and also, you know, lost so many people into political war. And it just, you know, an accent on, yeah, if I would be allowed to have this radio show for a long, long time, I'm just dreaming. I'm dreaming that people will just come to the studio with me and they will be talking, you know, talking about their lives, their fights, and they, you know, what they brought to this country, why they left their own countries. And also, like even marriage, our marriage, you know, it's not easy to be married to a person who doesn't speak well, you know, the language that you are in. You know, I remember my years. I'm here 23 years, but they were really, really first 10 or something. They were very hard. You know, I didn't know. I couldn't read. I couldn't write. I couldn't, you know, I didn't know even how to make milk, you know, from powdered milk for my child because I didn't understand what was written there. I needed to learn. I didn't know microwave. You know, people would be laughing. I didn't know how to start washing machine on my own, you know, and I was then 30, you know, it's just not like I was, it's just really, you need to learn all over and start your life all over. You know, I'm lucky being in America and the country is wonderful. And I know it's wonderful to so many of friends of mine who have an accent and they just live happy and beautiful life. We'll be having also some little tiny update about our Italian friend, Orlando Valente. I gave him four months to bring us some good news, and I hope that next month he'll be here and will share with us about what's happened new in his life. And I swear to everybody, very big change in Orlando's life. And he's Italian actor and MBA is in America, really, really smart man. And, you know, just don't want to spoil the surprise, but he's very, very cool. Anyway, you know, I have very unusual life. Like I say, very unusual husband. I think I'm also a very weird, you know, creative woman. And, you know, just music as really lives with us from the moment when we wake up, and I create, and mostly when I have some feelings or just thoughts, I just put them into notes and then go to studio and record. I have these people all around the world who create. Michael Zoom, he's in Germany. Of course, Dubravko is in Serbia, Croatia. I have, you know, a Russian neo clubber, which I would love to end our show with song Live Forever, because really, it's all about live forever till death do us part. It's just another anthem for love. And if I cannot say anything else, Jonathan, I love you.
Love you, honey. Or okay, as we say in Poland, kochamcie.
Kochamcie. Live forever. And hopefully talk to you soon next Monday.
Radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.